Good afternoon. My name's Tom Quinn. I'm at Johns Hopkins University, and this gives me the greatest pleasure to introduce Charlotte Gatos as this year's recipient of the ASTDA Lifetime Achievement Award. Many of you in this room know Charlotte, and that is part of her networking capabilities of reaching out to all of you to collaborate on many, many projects that she has always been involved with. King Holmes said to me right before this session began, you could introduce her as the Young Investigator Awardee, but we already have two. So let's go with the Lifetime Achievement Awardee, and she really well deserves this award. I've known and have worked with Charlotte for 25 years when she first joined our chlamydia lab as a research technologist. She fell in love with chlamydia. And her career was launched. Now, I looked for slides of Charlotte and I in the laboratory since we have shared the lab for 25 years, but all I could find was John Zentelman and Charlotte Gatos. But I can't think of a more deserving person in the field than Charlotte, who has worked so hard and has dedicated her professional career to research in sexually transmitted infections. In spite of many obstacles, including being a breast cancer survivor. To sort of just underscore that last statement, I have to tell you, she was a research technologist, she loved chlamydia, she wanted to work in this field. She went and got her master's in public health while working in the laboratory, still enjoyed that and went and pursued her doctoral degree at Johns Hopkins University. In the middle of her doctoral degree program, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it didn't daunt her in the least. And she completed her thesis work despite many, many medical obstacles along the way. Let me say a few things about some of her accomplishments. So she has dedicated her professional career of STDs in the field of molecular diagnostics. First for chlamydia, but then in many other STDs, trichomonas, gonorrhea, HPV, many others. She's pioneered in our field first in the development of PCR for chlamydia and ultimately in implementation of this assay, as well as other new and improved diagnostics, which have led to better understanding of the epidemiology, the clinical features, and the pathogenesis of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and trichomonas. She's published over 170 peer-reviewed publications, including a sentinel study on chlamydia screening in female military recruits, published in the New England Journal of Medicine with an accompanying editorial by Walt Stamm. Many subsequent publications really launched this non-invasive screening technology, not just for the military, but outpatients, doing VAN screening, doing many other innovative type of screening technologies, including self-administered swabs for women, even urine-based screening for men, which have really broken the barrier in terms of our capabilities of reaching out and doing screening outside of the traditional STD clinics. She recently, within the last several years, has really pioneered internet-based screening for chlamydia and gonorrhea, a truly novel concept that deserves a great deal of credit and which is moving onward into the future, where she now is the principal investigator of a point-of-care diagnostics program project grant that involves many investigators, once again, here at this meeting. Now, we could talk a lot about her accomplishments in the field, but I have to say that she enjoys, and I hope you all do as well, the venue in which we all work. And you have to understand that when we work together in our field, we enjoy the activities like the gala event that will occur tonight. This similar to another one that had occurred previously. There are many photos I could show of Charlotte with her family, with her friends, her colleagues. I can't imagine anyone who hasn't enjoyed working with her here at the Baltimore STD meetings some years ago. Here at the Seattle ISSTDR that just took place, and getting out on the dance floor and enjoying it with all of her people working in her lab and her colleagues. Even saying hello or goodbye with King Holmes, I still can't figure out which is happening here. Now, she believes in focus group kind of discussions. And you know, we're in the field of STDs. We gotta understand how they occur. So she forms focus groups at these meetings, and she makes them all get into these arenas and does intensive interviews. Here with Sefki Aral, Walt Stamm, Jeannie Marazzo, our president of our society, and Helen Lee and others. But she likes to take to the road often to present her science. There isn't a meeting on STDs that Charlotte is not presenting a presentation or a poster or an abstract or giving a keynote here in Dubrovnik at a recent meeting. And just a couple weeks ago in Dubai with Angelique Astari. But also she takes the professional part of it in that she's the board member of ASTDA. She is also the North American representative to the International Union of Sexually Transmitted Infections, IUSTI. And so Charlotte really does dedicate her life, but I want to also give credit to the people who make her life possible. And that's the laboratory teams that support the work that she does. And they have evolved over the years. Sometimes I have a mustache, sometimes I don't. We all work for Charlotte in one way or another. And it has been an absolute pleasure to work with these people. And this award going to Charlotte is also a credit to the people who have supported her over the years. Now, none of this is ever possible without a supporting, loving husband. And Joel Gatos has been by her side forever. This is the personal side of her lifetime achievement. There's the professional side, which we're recognizing today, but she also has her personal side. She is the proud mother of four children and also the grandmother. I guess that's why it's lifetime achievement, yeah, of eight grandchildren. And so, Charlotte, it is with the utmost pleasure that you are being recognized for lifetime achievement in the field of STD research. And I hope all of you will join me in welcoming her and congratulating her. Charlotte.
Oh, we're taking that. No, I don't know.
Charlotte, go ride your dolphin.
Thank you very much. I'm honored, embarrassed, and humbled. Thank you, Tom.
The president has to give this to you.
There is a check that comes with it, but they're all on the same thing. Oh. So, yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, I knew Terry Hogan would be taking 25 pictures. Yeah. All right. I was looking at you.
Great.
Congratulations. Congratulations.